T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Rats off a ship. Game 6.
Rats off a ship.
Don't want to bust up the clock too much here on the Tobin and Leroy Show. So, Leroy, get ready. Figs got it. Take it away. Rats off a ship.
Where the hell did you get that, Leroy?
Wait, you think what's going on? You think I was kidding when I told you we got all this crap from all the time we've been at Disney? I just called the kid.
Oh, hey, bring me one of them wands I bought.
Jesus.
Wow.
You thought I was kidding?
Money wand. No,
I thought they were gone.
There's no remnants for the turkey leg, though. I can promise
you
that.
I guarantee that.
I'm telling you, that's how they get me. Daddy, just go over there. Ooh, they got turkey legs over there. We'll be back.
All right, we're going to start with Rats Off a Ship.
I'm back with everything but the English accent.
Perfect, perfect. The World Baseball Classic yesterday brought out the stars. I actually have this photo here. Can you name the stars in this photo, right? Got Caleb Martin, Duncan Robinson, Dwayne Wade, Bam Adebayo, Jazz Chisholm. I don't know if that's
Xavier Howard.
Xavier Howard. UD Jokic.
Orlando Robinson.
Wow, that's good, because there's something I'm just like, I don't know what that guy is, but to be honest. But
Bam
I'm sure he has to be.
Got a Band-Aid on his forehead?
Oh, no, that's his hat. Yeah, that's his hat. Oh. Back. You think that's his hairline?
That's the strap.
But yeah, as you can see, the stars were brought out.
See a lot of
yesterday.
Sweeteners in there.
Yep. Just, a couple little sweeteners in there, and our boy UD, of course. Now, my question to you is, does this mean Miami will be in love with baseball now? Are you rats off a ship on that? I'm going to start with Leroy.
I'm rats off a ship for this reason.
Rats off a ship.
It's a way to get people in, but if the Marlins don't do something to get these people's interest, then they'll just wait till the next WBC. See, this is an international thing. If you want to make it local, right? You either one, got to have some of those same international players, or two, while the iron's hot, put a good team on the field. And as of right now, with no games being played and where this team has been, I don't trust. We don't know if they've done either of those. So I'm going to be rats off a ship. But I do believe now is a perfect time for the Marlins to get the attention of South Florida.
Rats off a ship.
What about you, Dan? Rats off a ship on Miami being in love with baseball.
I am not rats off a ship because the Marlins and Major League Baseball are like that girl you love so much, and she's no good for you, and you don't really like, you're not happy around her, but you just keep believing. They do it to you every time. I keep saying, baseball's back. Didn't you see the World Baseball Classic? And the Marlins and Miami back to loving baseball. Look, people are feeling it now. They went to those games. They love it. They watch it.
And then they start off 10-32.
Right. And the Marlins are getting smoked in spring training. I just say, no, they're actually a good team. They're just going to be good during the season. So, I mean, I'm not rats off a ship, but.
In other words, in the words of one famous actor, I can't quit you.
It's true, man. I just can't. Keep pulling me back in.
J. Fig, rats off a ship.
Wasn't that like
Dan
a movie
just
of the
fall
year?
Off his chair. No,
didn't that win like movie of the year?
I can't quit you.
What year?
Brokeback Mountain. I don't know.
What year?
Man, I watched Brokeback Mountain by myself one time. My old lady at the time came in and I was like, she's like, what the hell are you doing? I was like, I'm watching Brokeback Mountain. She was like, by yourself in the dark? I was like, I watched it. Okay, nonetheless, I digress.
I have yet to see that movie.
Yeah.
Brokeback Mountain, and you know what was the OG Brokeback Mountain?
Whoa, there's another
one? Crying Game.
That's a good one. Daniel Day-Lewis, man. Come on.
That one movie of the year also.
Oh, that one movie of the year. Yeah, that's a movie right there. Don't you play the Crying Game.
I didn't know.
It's a tough spot right there. Sorry.
Very similar movies, I might add.
Both very uncomfortable to watch. Yes.
I avoided them both. Jay Figg, Rats Off a Ship.
I'm not rats off a ship. Oh, nice. I do see where Leroy's coming from, but
yeah.
I don't know. Something feels different.
I like that. I like that. Something definitely does feel different with the Marlins this year.
You know what? Can I ask you a question, Jay Figg?
No.
All right.
You've been dating a guy for a long time.
Mm.
He does something that you don't like, whatever that is.
Yeah.
You tell him about it, right? Would you ever use that excuse? Would you ever let him use that excuse? Right? It's coming. No. I'm going to change. At some point, you got to just take it for what it is.
This year is the year I'm going to change.
I'm not saying they can't. Right?
I'm not saying that, but
I'm saying these are the things that need to happen to continue to have the eyes on baseball in South Florida.
Agreed.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. Now, from something that's, I guess, serious to something that's a little bit more lighthearted. I brought this up earlier, Dan Day. I don't think you were on the show that specific day. There's this trend going around of...
Ooh, Frog Boy!
Wow. Ribbit.
The chocolate.
If I can use the wand to bring up these red boots.
Ooh.
That is Coi Leray, I believe. I'm not 100% sure.
Ooh, that's because girls are players, too.
Girls are players, too.
She's tiny.
She is indeed tiny, and those boots are not tiny.
That's not using most rappers. Most female rappers are kind of thick.
Like Lotto. Lotto.
Yeah.
It's a whole lot of you win the Lotto when you get her.
Yeah.
Megan Thee Stallion?
Well, that's not actually the only thing that is trending at the moment. Big boots. Big hat now thing, you know? So I'm going to start with Leroy.
Hey, that would fit you normally, Marcos.
Wow, me?
That's your side.
I actually just let him borrow my hat, if I had to be honest. It was a prototype.
It does help if you have like a little peanut, right? Because he got a tiny head.
For sure. Actually,
that's not his head. Look how big his hands and arms are. His hands and arms are. That's not his head.
That's bad. That's bad Photoshop right there.
Oh, that's exactly how it is.
Dude,
you see the boots?
No way.
The boots are real.
Look at his arms.
That hat is just
look
not.
At his arms and so? Then look at his hands.
Yeah, that's a good catch right there.
All
right.
Well, now I got to go. If you guys go to Noggin, what is the website? Nogginboss.com. You can actually purchase these hats if you're interested. You can get them football. Actually, let's go to the original.
$90,
$100? $75 if you want just a normal. Normal
blue
color.
A regular hat costs $50.
Yeah, but if you want one, like for example,
at a Lids or something,
You can get one with like NASCAR logo on it. That one's $125. You know, it's not too bad, I guess. You know,
to look like a doofus.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
For real.
So nogginboss.com.
You want to go around the room?
That looks like
looks
like the hat they wore in Beetlejuice. When the dude put the dust on his head and he shrunk.
So big fashion.
No.
The big clothes. All right, Jay Finn, seems like you're rats off a ship on that one.
Super.
Rats off a ship.
I'm way rats off a ship. All right. This is ridiculous.
Rats off a ship.
You guys just don't have fashion sense.
Make it official. I'm rats off a ship.
Oh, clean sweep.
Rats off a ship.
Guess I got a bunch.
So do you have fashion? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, I actually purchased these, but now I'm too embarrassed and I don't want to really tell
you. You purchased them red boots?
Yeah, I got them on the way.
With fur on the inside.
Yeah, I mean, I got the cheaper version, though. Mine's are... They're coming from China, so it'll probably take extended time.
Bobo.
Number three on the board today. Dan Day, I'll start off with you this time. Miami joining Connecticut as the only other school to have both men's and women's win the national championship in the same year. Are you rats off a ship on that?
I'm rats off a ship on that.
Rats off a ship.
I got to be honest with you. If one of them wins, I will be ecstatic.
For sure, for sure.
Both of them, and I know you can make an argument, the women's team, they beat Indiana, number one seed. They can do it.
Let me take it one step further.
Yeah.
Right? Who has the better chance, Dan Day? Ooh. The men or the women?
Men.
Yes, because I'm going to tell you, South Carolina and UConn,
you're
going to have to get through one or maybe both of them.
I mean, there's a reason also why they were seeded eighth or ninth, the women's team, is because they're probably an 8 or 9 team. You might be able to win a couple here and there against some other teams, but eventually it's going to catch up to you.
Here's the other thing.
Men's team is pretty
good. The women's game is not like the men's game.
There's a lot of parity.
The men's game, there's upsets. There's guys that make runs in the tournament. The women, there's four teams that can win.
There's really
and nobody ever surprises. Like, it's going to be the UConn. Is going to be South Carolina, Baylor. Like, Baylor's out of it now, but it's the same four or five teams.
Stanford's out of it.
Stanford's out.
This was the first women's tournament since 1998 where 2-1 seeds were eliminated before the Sweet 16.
Right. It usually the women's game is all chalk until you get to 1-2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Till the elite.
Right. So yeah, I'm a rats off a ship on that. It would be. Would it be more entertaining if the women won?
No.
I mean, you don't throw
a parade down US Coral Gables.
There is nobody bigger than the Cavender Twins.
I like that Instagram account.
If they won a national championship. Right? I want to see Coach L do it because he's been consistent here for since he's been here, and they've been a threat. I would like to see him win it. But what would be the bigger, story if the Cavs – they'd be everywhere. Everywhere. Is there anybody on the men's team like that?
See? I mean, you have some interesting stories.
No, not at all.
You got some interesting stories.
You got a guy named Isaiah Wong, Wooga Poplar.
We got crazy names on the team for sure.
Norchad Omir, his nickname is Baby Food.
Wow.
You could have some Baby Food NIL deals right there.
Yep.
But the Cavender Twins. Ooh, that's like the original countdown for the Olsen Twins.
That's true.
Right. Athletic Olsen Twins.
Hmm.
And with some meat on their bones. Oh. Because them two Olsen twins were skinny.
I loved them.
They almost looked frightening.
I loved them. I still love them.
They were my favorites.
I know. Thank you, Fig.
J. Fig, are you rats off a ship on both?
You know what? No, I'm not rats.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Thank you.
Guts!
That's Mrs. 305 right there, baby.
All right, I got one more.
She got the guts.
One more. She's got the guts.
She's Mrs. Guts.
Okay, what's going on? That's the wrong.
The bubble guts are tragic. Oh, by the way, speaking of bubble guts, yesterday... So, you know, I'm not eating bread or whatever. So we had some I had a soft shell taco or whatever. And I put them, I did it with chicken.
That's lame. It should be a corn taco.
No. Okay. You do you. You do you, boo-boo. Okay. So then I was walking down the aisle getting the taco stuff and I saw, Taco Bell hot sauce.
Mm.
Now, let me just give you a little backstory on Taco Bell. Anytime I have bought any item of food from Taco Bell, it immediately gave me the bubble guts. Uh-oh. So I don't eat at Taco Bell, right? I don't really eat tacos. But I did it. I got the hot sauce. I put the hot sauce on it. And guess what?
Bubble guts.
Bubble guts.
Mm, now you know.
I was eating Tums Tic Tacs.
Well, I see it.
You clean out though. You clean out good.
For sure.
I guess.
Constipated.
I was lightheaded and sweating.
Were you? I was about to say, were you doing this?
I was going, Lord Jesus, I would never do this again. Just get me through this. Get me. That's how it was. That's how it was. I was sweating. It was chilly outside, and I was sweating. I was like, what did I do? I figured it would cool off if I just put my phone down and stop playing video games.
For real?
I was like, woo! I had to take a cold shower. I would never touch that again. I went and got the bottle, threw it in the trash. They say, oh, you only used it once. Nope, done.
That was enough.
Like that chicken we had that one day. Oh,
that was enough.
All Uber ain't good Uber.
Wise words from an Ubered man.
Oh, yeah.
And with that, I think we should go to break.
Rats off a ship.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.